Page 45. Listening. A and B. Number 1.
Hey, Lisa. What's wrong?
Hi, Anne. Oh, I'm just really stressed out right now. I'm under a lot of pressure at home. One of my roommates moved out last month. Now, instead of getting a new roommate, my other roommate wants me to pay extra rent.
Oh, no. Why doesn't she want to get a new roommate?
I don't know. She didn't say.
Can you move to a different apartment?
I'd like to, but I don't have time to look for a new place because I'm so busy with work and school.
Why don't you talk to your roommate and find out why she doesn't want to get a new roommate? In my experience, it's always a good idea to find out the facts before you make any big decisions.
Number 2.
Hey, Leo. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. What's up?
Well, I'm having problems with Andrew. I think he's mad at me for some reason. We were supposed to play basketball last night, but he didn't show up. I texted him to find out where he was, but he didn't text me back. And I said hello to him in the hallway today, and he didn't even look at me. I'm not sure what to do.
Have you tried asking him if he's angry?
No, I haven't.
Well, when I have a problem with a friend, I always feel better after I talk to him. That way, if he's angry about something, you can clear it up. And if he's upset about something else and isn't angry with you, you don't have to keep feeling stressed.
Number 3.
Hey, Luna. You look really stressed out. What's wrong?
I am really stressed out. I can't eat, I can't sleep, I don't know what to do.
Tell me what's happening. Are you having trouble at school? Problems at home?
It's work. Well, actually, it's someone that I work with. He keeps stealing my ideas. I told him about a great idea that I had last week, and he went straight to our boss and told him about it like it was his own idea.
That's really unfair. Is he like that with other people?
I don't know. He might be.
I've found that it's really helpful to try to understand why someone is doing something. For example, think about why he might be stealing your ideas. Is he insecure at work? Is he afraid he's going to lose his job? See if you can help him become more secure with his own work, and maybe he'll stop stealing your ideas.